Okay, here's something else you could do. Go to France. Sue Kelly's on the phone. Hey, Sue, it's John. How are you?
Bonjour, John. I am wonderful. How are you?
Listen to you. Okay, here's what I want you to know. We have been talking for some time, on and off, over the last few months, about a trip that Brenda and I are leading with Kelly Cruises. Sue Kelly's on the phone. We're going to go to Paris for two nights, and then we're going to go up the River Seine to Normandy. We're going to stay there for a couple days and come back down the Seine. It's a 7+2. It's a 9-day trip. Is that right?
That's correct, John. It's 9 days. So we're going to leave Chicago on July 30th and fly to Paris, spend 2 days in Paris, and then board the ship and spend 7 nights exploring all the best of Normandy.
So here's the thing that I'm excited about. You know how I feel about these trips we do with Kelly Cruises when we're either at sea in the Mediterranean or somewhere on an ocean liner, or if we're on one of the river boats. I don't even care where we go because the rooms, the accommodations, the food, the wine, just being on even the river boats, which are obviously smaller, about 150 of us on that boat, it's to me, that's the trip. But of course, now we're going to go to Normandy on the year of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So that kind of gives me goosebumps.
It does, John. It's an incredibly special year for this, and you know this is really the biggest, the last one where they expect to have veterans just because of their age. So they're really making this a very special, special summer and a special year to really celebrate this incredible history. And I have to tell you, I was in this past fall, I went out to see the ship and see the itinerary, and I was on with all the guests, and they kept talking about, boy, I wish we could have spent more time out here at the coast and seeing all of the different sites with World War II. I wish we could have spent more time, and I kept hearing it over and over again. So I got back, and I was thinking about our charter, and I thought, you know what? Why don't we change it? So, you know, when we have the whole ship, we've chartered the ship, so we went back through and we were able to customize the itinerary the way that we wanted it. So unlike all the other ships that will just be out there for one day, we will spend 2 days exploring the beaches and exploring the museums and exploring, you know, the American Cemetery, Utah, Omaha, Pontiac, all of that. And so we will just have such an incredible experience because we will have 2 days to see all of that.
I think when a lot of us travel like this, you'll sometimes be at a place and you hate the feeling that you're there, but now you're rushed. And so now I think it'll give people an opportunity to do two full days of tours, or maybe one that's a little more leisurely and one that's very intense, because I think it's going to be profound and beautiful. But I just am so happy that you've carved out a way for us to be there. So we'll go there that day, come back to the ship that night. The next day we'll go there and then leave that second evening, right?
Exactly, exactly. So we will still see, you know, one of the things that we didn't want to do was, you know, some of these ports of call, they're really just absolutely fantastic. So we didn't want to miss out on seeing, you know, some of the markets, or we didn't want to miss Rouen, and we certainly didn't want to miss, you know, Monet's garden and Giverny. So we did take one little port out that was at the very end, that was just a few hours, and that allowed us to do this. So we won't be rushed out there. And, you know, for those that maybe have done some of the museums, or they've seen the beaches, we will still have a second day where we will still offer Bayou and Con for those that prefer to do that.
Yeah,
so
right.
We have choices, but you know what else? We have fun. We have history. We have culture. We have fun on this river boat that's all ours. And it's just, as you know from our previous one, it really is. It's just such a ball to be with, you know, all of the GN listeners and boy, there's so many connections with passengers, too.
I think that's nice. I mean, most people getting on the boat won't know anybody on the boat, although there are groups. But by after the second day, you're all fast friends. Brenda and I, a couple of weeks ago, went out with four other people we didn't know. until we got on the boat, and now we get together at Cubs games and things like that. So it, that
How
connection's
fun.
It is, and I know you'll agree with me on this, that as beautiful as the ship is and the stops are, the wine on that boat
yes.
was...
All local.
Yeah. That's isn't that fun? So it's local wine as we sail through France on the on the Seine, and it was really top notch. I was in Central Europe with you when we did that. I haven't done the French trip, but I'm really looking forward to it.
John, the wines will not disappoint. They will not. I promise you they will not disappoint. And that's really, it's kind of fun because then you can taste all of the local wines, all the things that we would not normally have access to here in the U.S., all the small little wineries and the little vintages that we just can't get here.
It's an all-inclusive, too. I mean, you may find cocktails I don't think are included. If you wanted to do a more expensive excursion that's not with the group, you can do that, and you might see a charge for that. But I'm confident in describing this as an all-inclusive trip, and
we
leave at the end of July. We're there for the first week and a little bit more in August. All of the details are at kellycruises.com, and the number is 630-990-1111. The urgency is July's right around the corner. Last I spoke to you, there were 12 slots left, so...
Scratch 11. So now there's 11 left.
Don't delay.
There's 11 rooms left, that's it.
Okay, I got to go. 630-990-1111, kellycruises.com. Nice to talk to you. Say hi to Sue and Nancy and everybody else for me.
Sure will. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Au revoir.